Okay, as I said yesterday, I feel like we've earned this 3-5 through the first half of the year. Nobody's real happy about that. I think we all take responsibility and are accountable for that, and we're going to go into the second half and look to make it a whole lot better in the second half of this year. We need to kind of get our mojo back a little bit. It comes down to, some basic execution in some cases. We certainly feel like we have a good team, and I believe that we'll put together, we'll have a little bounce back here. It's a good time for us to be on the road, be down here together, and be able to kind of come together a little bit and come out and have this second half go a heck of a lot better than the first half went. I believe we will. I mean, I believe we have that ability, and I believe we will. So I'm looking forward to the challenge of that and to the opportunity that we have. But questions about yesterday, questions about things going forward.
I guess, Jack, they say the first way to solve a problem is to acknowledge there is a problem, and by you saying you need to get your mojo back, how do you, I guess not necessarily explain, but how do you look at it and say, how did we lose that mojo? Because you guys were riding really hard last year and through the first two games of this year.
It's a fate thing, you either believe or you don't. And I think that, those things that all kind of lead into that mojo that you see, those are all the little things that add up. And like I've said many times, we've got a prideful group of guys, and we're just not that far away. But we've got to get it going. It's past time, really. I mean, we've got the second half is here, we've got some ground to cover, got some ground to make up, and we've got to get busy. I mean, the urgency, the attention to detail, going to be heightened, but finding that, I think, is a little bit of a confidence thing. It's a little bit of a belief, and I do believe. And it's one of those things. You have faith or you don't, I do believe, and that's why I can say that. And now we get to see, we get to go prove it.
When you look at the offense on film, what do you see as the biggest issue, and how do you fix it?
Execution, really. We had, it was a 3rd-and-2. We had a big hole. We missed the hole, we had a run early in the game, over towards Donald. He whiffed on the guy. I mean, everybody else was blocked. I mean, it was going to be a gouge, And so that's where you're just coming up, a play short, a step short. This happening here, and those are the kinds of things that keep you from rolling, Derek is one of the best in the league at making quick decisions, getting the ball out of his hands. Yesterday there were some occasions where when we look at the film and when he looks at it, he's going to say, I had more time. I wasn't under duress. I had more time to scan the field and to take some of the shots that we, had designed to take, get the ball down the field the way we can, the way he's capable of. So those are things that are there where we can all do it better. We all have to do it better. To me, it starts with me. I say that all the time. I have no problem shouldering it. Those are the things that when they start occurring more regularly, we will start making more plays, having more fun.
What did you see on tape about why Mac maybe wasn't as impactful as he typically is?
Yeah, he's always impactful. I mean, it was just one of those days where, he wasn't at the leading edge in some of the run game. I mean, some of the run game went away. he's typically, if he's at the you know, at the front, stacking things up and making tackles for loss and things like that. But wasn't a lot of run at him. And, you know, as far as the quarterback, this guy bought some time and sat back there. And I don't think they did any, like, double or triple teaming, you know, really. I think it's just a matter of that guy could run around a little bit and bought some time when he might have had some opportunities.
Anything do you think is behind Derek at times, just maybe rushing his progression? Not
No. I think, you know, he's really a gifted player. I think, you know, we benefit from him being a quick decision maker. And so, it's just a matter of, I think, the awareness of the fact that we were doing a good job protecting. You do have a little more time, you know, take that time and get some of those shots down the field that we'd like to hit.
Is Marshawn in town, or if not, when
he'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, he'll be in tomorrow.
You were asked last week about him in high school practice. Do you have any time to reflect on that? Any thoughts?
No. No, there's nothing. There's nothing to really talk about. I think the people with the school district have more of a problem with it. For me, I'd prefer our guys would concentrate on, you know, doing the right things for the football team.
Any chance Conley gets ramped up this week, or are we still kind of in a holding pattern?
I don't think it'll happen this week. I think we're, you know, the idea is to kind of get to the through the bye. And take a look and see where we are at that point. Shalom did some really good things, and then he had a couple that he'd like to. When he sees the film, he'd like to have back. You know, the one, you know, he didn't get over the top. He kind of got looked off and went inside with the tight end a little bit on the when he was a half field player there. When they hit Dre down the side, the corner could have helped him out with a better jam, but, you know, the bottom line is safety's got to be able to overlap that. So, you know, things like that weren't what they need to be. But he also made some nice plays. So, you know, overall, I'd say, you know, he was active, you know, had his hands on a ball near interception. I mean, that's the kind of player that he is, that he'll go and make some plays like that. I think he'll learn from it. It's his first start. And some good, some bad, like most first starts are.
Each game, you're going to look at those opportunities for turnovers that didn't quite materialize. Which ones stood out to you? You mentioned Nwani's play.
Yeah. Well, that was one. That would have been a great catch. I mean, Dex had one on the sideline. It was probably the next most obvious, you know. But each game, we're getting our hands on balls. I mean, we've got to catch the ball. I mean, you know. And we'll keep working it, man. We're drilling it. We're drilling, stripping it. You know, they did a great job yesterday getting four from us. And that was the difference in the ball game, you know. And it's largely the same group of guys that are drilling things the same way, and we got a lot of them last year. I mean, it's not a matter of want to. They come in bunches. We'd love to have them come in the second half. That'd really help. You talk about getting your mojo going, you start getting a bunch of those turnovers. Start giving the offense more possessions, and good things happen.
Is it the type of situation, especially with the interception, the streak, and those things, where guys can really maybe press to try to do those things?
Yeah, I think, again, that goes back to the whole mojo discussion. Uh-huh. You know, part of it is, you know, how we play defensively, you know. You know, to let it rip, probably overly cautious. Trying too hard not to do things as opposed to just playing, man. Let it rip. Let you, you know. I know what a Raiders football team. I know the Raiders football team that I envision having. We're not playing like that. What my vision is. We're not playing like that right now. We need to be more physical up front, offensively and defensively. We need to be playmakers. aggressively going for the ball, competing. And that's what I'm looking for. And that's what we're looking to get the second half.
You say, Jack, about playing too not aggressive enough. Could you say that about the offense as well? With I don't know, with the risk of throwing somebody under a bus or something here, but where is
No, I don't think there's any throwing any under the bus. I think taking accountability starts with me. I think, you know, look, that's what I want to see. I want our team to be aggressive. I want our team to be physical. You know, I want to be smart and tough. And those are the things I'm looking for. So, you know, we haven't brought enough of that this first half of the year. We get a chance to fix it. We get a chance to remedy that coming out of this Sarasota trip and starting with the Dolphins on Sunday night. We get a chance to kind of put our best foot forward and find that mojo.
Derek, at the end of his news conference with us following the game yesterday, talked about increasing, ratcheting up the intensity in practice, something that he felt like maybe could be dialed up a little bit, just to elevate that, and maybe that can translate onto Sundays. How would you view that in terms of practice intensity?
Yeah. Well, everything will be looked at, is being looked at. If that would help, yeah, no problem. We'll go Raiders on Raiders, full pads. We can tackle. We'll do it old school like Jimmy Johnson used to do in Dallas. I think the preparation part has actually been pretty solid. I think we knew what we needed to do yesterday. We didn't execute with enough of that, some of those qualities that I'm talking about, and we'll look to get that going.
You think OB's on schedule to get in some action on Sunday?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, as long as the week goes the way we anticipate it going, I think we'll get him up this week.
Navarro Bowman, when he was released by San Francisco, there were some reports that they weren't really all that confident in him in passing situations. Now that you've seen him here, he obviously played 100% of snaps in 98 last week. What have you seen from him as a cover guy and in sub packages and things like that?
Yeah, we haven't really asked him to go eliminate people, you know, in terms of, you know, if they're trying to play a lot of man and isolate him on backs or things like that. We're not tight ends. We're not, you know, asking him to do a lot of that. So, I mean, you know, from what I've seen, he's a good football player. You know, he's come in 2 weeks in a row. He's led our team in tackles. He's taken charge. He's been a very positive, you know, addition to our football team. So, you know, his experience, his toughness, his love for the game, it's a positive for us.
If this week was your bye week, I'd probably be asking, do you think the bye week comes at a good time? Can I get away from everything?
Next week?
No, yeah, I'm saying if your bye week was this week, I'd probably be asking you after that. But this week you guys are here all together in this setting. Do you think this can be a good thing for this group at this juncture, and how so?
Well, I think there's an opportunity to spend more time with each other, some of that camaraderie that you get, almost like a mini training camp. You know, it's, you know, where you go away and you're together for so much time. So I think there's that, a little bit of that feel here. That was the experience last year. Every year's, you know, unique, but we'll see how it goes. I think, you know, we thought it was really positive last year. That's why we did it again this year. But, you know, we're here on a beautiful property, obviously, but the key is to get our work in and bond a little bit while we're at it.
As a point of reference, last year, looking back, what do you think you guys got the most out of this week?
I think we're pretty businesslike in how we knocked out our work, but you know, guys were able to relax. So I think there's a blend there that takes place that I'm a fan of.
All right. Yeah. In the first half yesterday, you guys had 2 seconds left. I'm wondering, when you look back at it, would you want to see a throw in the end zone, or that play you kind of dumped it off there for like a 15?
Yeah, that was a called throw into the end zone. So, like to give that more time, let those guys get down there and take a shot at it. I mean, that's the whole idea That's what we practice. That's what we prepare to do, you know, in that situation is, you know, it doesn't, it's not a high percentage play, you know, but you get your one in 10, you know, we'll take it, you know, and that was a opportunity there, you know, at the end of the half, after you know, we had the misfortune with the fumble, go back the other way and all that to try and take a shot there. So yes, that was called and needed to be executed much better.